What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 592. In this episode, I'll discuss five steps an ED or ICU pharmacist can take to prevent awareness with paralysis. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode592. Awareness with paralysis occurs when a patient receives a paralytic for rapid sequence intubation but does not receive ongoing sedation before the induction agent wears off. In the context of OR patients, awareness with paralysis occurs about 0.1% of the time, while two recent studies put the prevalence in ED and ICU patients at 2.6 and 3.4%. These studies were discussed in episode 578 and 580. What's likely happening in the ED and ICU setting is the induction agents from rapid sequence intubation is wearing off before the paralytic, and post-intubation sedation is not being applied fast enough. A previous study did demonstrate that the presence of a pharmacist can significantly decrease the time to sedation in patients who have just undergone rapid sequence intubation in the emergency department. So here are the five steps that I take to ensure awareness with paralysis does not occur after rapid sequence intubation. Number one, enter the patient room with sedative and analgesia boluses prior to the procedure that are in addition to whatever is being used for induction. Number two, note the exact time that the induction medications were given. Number three, after intubation, state the time since induction to the team and give a recommendation for sedation. Number four, establish a plan for ongoing sedation with the provider. And number five, provide infusions to the nurse in the most ready-to-use form possible, including obtaining the smart pump, IV tubing, spiking the bag, and priming the tubing and labeling the lines. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to practical trainings on preventing awareness of paralysis and airway pharmacology, where I cover paralytic and sedative choices for the six different types of airway scenarios, as well as how to anticipate and deal with complications related to intubation. The Hospital Pharmacy Academy is my online membership site that teaches pharmacists practical critical care and hospital pharmacy skills you can apply at the bedside so that you can become confident in your ability to save lives and improve patient outcomes. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.